Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. We're pumped about our next guest as we broadcast live from the Drive for Dinger Golf Classic. Kix Brooks sitting down with us. He never turns down a good quality golf tournament. The guy can play. Kix, good to have you on.
I'm really just here for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome to come in for 4 hours instead of 10 minutes.
I really like to hear myself talk. So this is very exciting.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing you talk, too. You said something nice to me as we sat down, but you said you wouldn't repeat it on the air?
Was it Chad's biggest fan? did I say something wrong?
Have you ever heard the Lene Kukua Country Music Song of the Week?
No.
Oh, that needs,
we're gonna,
that
you're going to have to
change.
Give us an email address or something. We're going to send you today's episode. It's a real treat.
Oh, awesome. Absolutely. Awesome.
You can hear Kix Brooks on American Country Countdown, which is... He tapes that show, Paul, in the old Titans Radio studio.
Yeah, you ever shoot baskets out there on that court? We've never seen it used.
I haven't either. You know, the problem is they put in a basketball
court. We hate all you guys for that.
They put in a basketball court, but no shower. You know, so.
That's a good point.
Yeah, let's go sweat it up. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a sticky business. I have no idea what that was all about. You know, there were some kids used to climb the fence and play and whatever, but they got run off. I don't know why. You know, let's just tease them. You know, look, yeah, here's
walk
some great...
Walk by this court every day. Right, look at these great rims.
Would you let Midday 180 broadcast live from your studio one day?
No.
Okay, I figured I'd ask.
That was worth it.
I know, yeah. I had to.
I would love it. That would be so much fun. Are you kidding? Heck yeah.
Oh, he's changing.
Oh, yeah, it's nostalgia. It's magic.
We're going to need to get some blood... A blood oath on it. I think it's easy.
We'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
Kix Brooks with us. Do people recognize you in a ball cap?
No.
I don't think I would if I walked by you on a sidewalk and you were not in a cowboy hat.
No. And, you know, I think people look at me and they go, it looks like Kix Brooks, only older. You know, but it is pretty funny because we got a residency in Las Vegas. Me and Ronnie and Reba have been out there for about 3 years. Of course, Ronnie and Reba, Ronnie's 8'4", so, you know, with that hair of his, he's very, and Reba, of course, is Reba. You know, if she's Colonel Sanders. I mean, everybody knows her. And they have to go through, you know, they do the Elvis walk through the kitchen and whatever and get in special vans and go around and go on this special thing, you know, with cloaks over their heads and druid suits and stuff. I just walk right by our gift shop through the pinball machines, you know. I might pull a handle or two on my way to the stage with a ball cap on. Not once in 3 years has anyone recognized me.
A residency sounds like the greatest gig imaginable, especially if you've toured the world successfully. Then you have people come to you. How good is it to do the same thing without what many people, I'm guessing, would rate the worst part of being on planes and buses?
Yeah, everything you said is true. It's really fun. I mean, the thing when you're on the road that people don't realize, and you got this big fleet of semi-trucks full of stuff, and it has to get set up every day. And when you start playing, usually about 80% of it's working, you know. Hopefully, vocal mics and guitars are on, but you just never know. So it's great once you get that established in a theater like that sounds so good. It's like a Fox Theater. It's that room Celine Dion built, you know. So it's a great theater. Just walking down from your hotel room every day, you know, get to play some golf on your off days, and everything works. It still sounds the same. And of course, we got Reba, you know, who messes with us the whole show. And so we just kind of wing it. It's a lot of fun.
Kix Brooks with us on the Midday 180. I've got to get to some of your golf stories here. Is it true that you won a skins game where you played against Arnold Palmer?
Gosh, yes, it is true. I was actually, when I was playing a little better golf than I am now, Peter Jacobson got hurt, and he hired me to do like 6 events, and the first one was a skins game against Arnold Palmer and John Daly and Natalie Gulbis,
okay,
which I had no business doing anyway. Of course, me and Daly hook up the night before, and I watched the sun come up banging on guitars, you know, having a libation. And I crippled back to my bus, and I just remember laying there. This is like 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock, I've got a tee off, and I'm going, you idiot. I mean, you don't get to play with Arnold Palmer. You're playing against Arnold Palmer today. I was so mad at myself, and I just had one of my greatest days ever on the golf course. I have no idea what happened.
Now you never play sober? Never play not hungover?
I generally, beer makes me tired on the golf course. I generally don't drink at all. But John just got into my head, and we started having a big time, and it was a lot of fun. That night, actually, we had gotten rained out the day before, so a bunch of the pros had come by. We were playing, and they had stuck a tee in the ground where the sliding door was on his room, and we're at Turning Stone, so you could hit golf balls off the balcony out onto the golf course. So these guys are betting. They're hitting wedges, and Johnny Lee was up there with us. I said, Johnny, man, could you play Looking for Love? I know you're sick of doing it, but please, just one more time, and he goes, okay, Looking for Love. And I'm going, oh, this is so cool. I kind of close my eyes. And about that time, it's like, bam! It's like a 22 goes off in the room. And one of these guys had said, the heck with a wedge. And he got like a 3-wood out and hit it right into the glass that was on the balcony there. Came back into the room. We're in a pinball machine face down. That was before the Skins game. Yeah, but I did 6 more tournaments with John, and so much stuff we can't talk about on the radio.
Oh, I can't wait to hear these stories off the air. Kix Brooks also has a hole in one at Augusta National. That's on the par 3 course.
Yeah.
But this counts.
Yeah. I was playing with Rick Sutcliffe, who, you know, I know, basketball pitcher. Yep. He's a dear friend of mine. And Pete Coors made the mistake of inviting me and Rick to come play at Augusta. And anyway,
for those that don't know, he's of Coors Brewing Company.
Right, right. And a friend of ours, because he sponsored Ronnie and I's tour for about 6 years, so we'd become friends. And anyway, so we played a nice round at the main course, and just, you know, gosh, golf in the kingdom was so incredible. But we had a couple of bets holding over. We had lunch, and Pete goes, let's go settle this on the little course. So I parred every hole up to number 5. I'm just killing them, and I hit this pretty looper up there. 5 is an elevated green, and we couldn't see it. And we go running up there. Pete looks at the hole, and he's like, whoa. He goes running over, gives the touchdown sign, and my caddy falls flat on his back. He said, you said, Mr. Coors, you said. And I'm like, what? And Pete goes, well, I told him if anybody in our group ever got a hole-in-one, every caddy get their own keg of beer. He said, you said, Mr. Coors.
I
said,
awesome.
Yeah, so I spent the next 2 days at the caddy shack. You know, the heck with golf. I was a hero for the weekend. It was awesome.
That's great.
Has Arrington Vineyards taken off even more than you ever expected it would?
Yes, is a short answer. It's been so much fun, you know, and we don't, you know, play that game trying to get ratings on our wines, even though we've done really well in you know, competitions and stuff like that. But it's all about here. You know, we'll probably do close to 25,000 cases this year, and we sell it all on the premise. So if you've been out there, you know.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Saturdays, Sundays, it's 1,500, 2,000 people out there just rocking, and we've got bluegrass on one side and jazz up on the hill on the other side. It's more of a Napa style, and it's that thing that, you know, of all the stuff I do, I can think, when I can't swing a golf club anymore, I can still stumble around in the vines, you know, and I go, oh, there's that old guy. I think, you know, he has something to do with this place. But, boy, he drinks a lot, doesn't he?
How's the golf course there? How often you play that?
You know, it's all torn up right now, as you know. Oh, yeah. Hideaway was a really nice golf course, and Tom Fazio's gone in, and he's completely ripped it to shreds. Every hole's torn up right now. So when he's done with it, I'm going to tell you it's going to be world class.
You love your beer. You love your wine. You also love your steaks.
Yeah.
You had a TV show. You still doing that?
I'm not.
You traveled, I don't know if it was the country or the world. It was one of the two, looking for the best steakhouse.
Yeah, I did 18 steakhouses in 21 days.
Best steak in the country.
Cholesterol where test do we go? Right after that?
You're going to think I'm playing the crowd here, but Jeff Ruby's in Louisville, of all the steakhouses I went to from Omaha to New York City, was really the best steak I ate. I mean, he does an amazing job. So,
you get your cholesterol checked right after that tour?
Okay, yeah. You know, it's just take my heart and give me another one. Yeah,
take one for the team. I'd put that in the contract. Well, this is a really good show, but also some medication down the road if I need.
When are you headed back out to Vegas?
Vegas will be August, October, and December. So that'll be our next 3 runs. Yeah.
So you like having the month off?
I like going whenever they tell me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they set those dates up. We alternate with Elton John and Rod Stewart in there. And Celine still does some dates. She's been having some vocal problems. She canceled a couple of months after our last run, so not sure about that.
And how elaborate is this place you're playing in, if it's Celine's place?
It's the theater's just a beautiful 4,500-seat theater, but our set staging and lights, cameras, action is pretty over the top. Yeah, it's fun because when you have that much time, you know you're going to be there some years. And we've thought about just totally redoing the thing, but people keep coming back and bringing people. They want them to see. It's sort of like Circus du Soleil, I guess. You know, you need to see this. And if they come and it's a totally different show than the O show you saw or whatever it was, like, when I saw it, they did all this other stuff. So as long as people are still kind of selling it out, we're going to keep this show rocking for a minute, I think.
Kix Brooks, he's about to tee off here at the Drive for Dinger Golf Classic. It's been a lot of fun, man, and we will continue to bug you about broadcasting live in the I always refer to it as the old Titans Radio Studio. It has a big sentimental value to me,
having
worked in there for free.
Really? Yeah. Awesome.
Well, our show started there in that building before you kicked us out, and we wound up pretty good shape.
Yeah, you know, but I had a lot to do with kicking you out, because I pretty much run Cumulus at this point.
He does.
I'm sorry about the bankruptcy.
Yeah, but we're out. We're out of bankruptcy. So I got
good
all
job
that.
Thank you, Kix. Thank you for getting us out of the bankruptcy.
Knock me down, but pick me back up, Paul. Come on.
Sorry. I buried the headline there. I buried the lead.
Kix Brooks has been our guest. Hit another hole in one today.
Really enjoyed it. Too much fun, guys. Thank you.